Now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Why the Mayor Gets Gray. Mayor Plumfront, Yuki Butchus, Sparky, and I had gone all the way to East Cantankerous, Illinois, to see if we could help Yuki get his memory back. We came back from that very fine little city and little community in my old car. Here I'm calling my car old. And so it was a long, tiring trip. We arrived on the outskirts of Cincinnati late at night, and we had stopped to get some ice cream so we could go home and have a little ice cream before we went to bed. Mayor, Yuki, and Sparky are in the car.
I'm so tired and sleepy after that long automobile ride from East Cantankerous, Illinois.
Yeah, so am I. I don't know if I'm tired from the ride. First of all, the sleeping I did in the back seat. See here while we was riding.
Well, I'm sleepy too, but I'm not going to go to bed until I eat the ice cream that Big John's buying there in the ice cream store.
You mean the ice cream that Big John bought in the ice cream store? Here he comes.
Didn't take too long, did it?
What kind you get?
I got a quart of chocolate and a quart of vanilla.
Oh, boy. Come on, let's go over now and eat it.
Hmm.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Just give the motor a chance to turn over here.
If you ask me, it doesn't sound like nothing's wrong. This worn-out old bus just up reached the end of its rope. It's the graveyard for this old crate.
They never acted like this before. Come on, start.
Not out of gas, are you, Big John?
No, I've got plenty of gasoline, just the motor won't start. Well, what are we going to do? Leave the car parked here and walk home, or are we going to push the car and ride down the hills?
Oh, me. Well, if we push and get in and coast down the hills, at least we won't have to walk all the way home. Let's push.
All right, let's do that. Look, Sparky, you're the lightest. You can stay in the car and steer so we don't go off to the wrong side of the road, or worse still, off the road entirely. Okay, Sparky, get up in the driver's seat there and keep the car going in a straight line. You okay?
Okay, Big John. Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, this old car is heavy.
Yeah, but we just about have it now.
Well, we're almost to the top of the hill. I think everybody better get in now so we can all ride down.
Yeah. All right, Sparky. Go on, Mayor. Climb into the car. You too, Yuki. I can get the car right over the brim of the hill myself now.
Okay. Hey, Buster, come on, Yuki. Hop in.
I'm right behind you. Come on, Big John. You better hop in, too.
All right, move over, Sparky. Let me get behind the wheel here. Can't let you steer when we coast down the hill. Come on, move over there.
Hey, yeah, Big John.
All right, I am. Now, here we go. There. Hey, we're coasting down. Well, is this better than walking all the way home?
I don't know, Buster. I don't know. Pushing this old jalopy this far has just winded me.
Yeah, but this hill will be a nice long ride.
We can coast for about 4 city blocks now before we run into any traffic, maybe further.
Hey, you know, I think that this old car goes better when the motor isn't running. It doesn't jerk and jump anyway.
Yeah, it's a lot more quiet, too.
Now, look, I don't see why you fellas have to talk like this about this fine old car. There's nothing at all wrong with it. Nothing at all.
Oh, yeah? Well, then, how come the motor doesn't start?
Well, it's probably just a little something needs adjusting. I'll call up the mechanics at Flake's garage and have them send over a man first thing in the morning. Probably just something they'll be able to fix right off the bat.
Yeah, I don't think there's any real problem.
You mean after what happened tonight that you're not going to buy a new car?
Buy a new car? Of course not. There's nothing wrong with this old car. It's still a very fine automobile.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're at the bottom of the hill now. Better get ready to get out and push again.
And just a minute. We're still coasting. Have to take advantage of every inch this car will roll.
Yeah. Looks like we done rolled just as far as it's going to roll. Well, come on. Let's get out and push again. And will you look at the size of this next hill we have to push this old wagon up?
Yeah, now, if we just had a nice big horse.
Oh, hush, Yuki. We ain't got no horse. And that's that. Start pushing. Oh, me. When I agreed to push this car home, I didn't stop to think in order to coast down the hill, you have to get up to the top of it. All right, push, fellers. Push.
We almost to the top of the hill?
Almost, almost. Keep pushing. A little bit further to go.
Oh, if you guys would just cut out all the jabbering, you'd save a lot of energy and you'd be able to push this thing better.
Okay, we're at the top of the hill. Come on, everybody. Climb in. We can coast out.
Well, go on, climb in. Don't worry. It's exactly what I'm planning on doing. I'm not pushing this old jitney one inch further than I have to.
Climb in there, Mayor. Be quiet. I want to get in, too, you know.
Look, I told you to hush up, Yuki. So be quiet, like I said before, before you bump you right on the head there.
Boy, big John Mayor Plumfront sounds like he's getting mad. I mean, angry.
He's just tired. His nerves are all on edge. Go on, move over and let me behind that wheel. This time we ought to be able to coast down the hill all the way home.
Well, if we don't, Buster, I'm sure to notice that I've pushed this broken-down old hack just as far as I'm going to push it. You fellas can do what you want to do. I'm staying right here in the back seat, and I'm sleeping here all night if I have to. Aw,
Mayor, that wouldn't be fair. You're pretty heavy, and if Big John and Yuki had to push...
Sparky, little boy should be seen and not heard. Now, you just sit there in the front seat and keep quiet. No more remarks about my size, either.
Wow. Boy. I've never seen the mayor that crabby before.
Well, just overlook the mayor's attitude, Sparky. He's tired. You know, he didn't sleep all the way home like you and Yuki did.
You two can just talk. Cut out that whispering up there. You don't have to be talking about me in front of my back like that.
All right, Mayor, all right. Just sit back and relax. We'll be able to coast all the way down this hill, and then a right turn, we'll be on our street, and that's another hill. We live at the bottom, so we'll be able to coast all the way down and turn right into our driveway. Won't have any more pushing.
Well, if I know this broken-down old rattle-trap of yours, it'll figure out some way to stop rolling downhill. It'll stop. You just wait and see. When it does, I'm repeating what I said before. I'm not going to help.
Mayor, have you ever thought seriously about taking a good dose of bicarbonate of soda?
I says I'm just repeating what... What'd you say, Yuki Butcher?
I said, have you ever thought about taking a good dose of bicarbonate of soda?
Yuki Butcher, you dumb snoot lunkhead, would you kindly tell me what a good dose of bicarbonate of soda has got to do with what I'm talking about before you so rudely interrupted me? And just why should I take a good dose of it?
Well, I just suggested it might be a way for you to get over your crabbiness. I recall back in the spring of 1948, old...
I don't care what you recall about the spring of 1948. And will you kindly keep your opinions about me being crabby to yourself?
Well, I was just going to offer a little suggestion.
Yes, and I'm going to offer a little suggestion to you, Yuki Butcher. Take your right hand and put it over your mouth.
Oh, you do like that?
Yes, like that. Now put your left hand over your right hand.
Like that?
Yes, now hold your breath.
Like
that? Yes, like that. And don't stop holding your breath until we get home.
I recall a feller who lived in the outskirts of a little town known as Gloomy Trickle, Missouri. His name was Harrison S. Falsifiety, and he...
Hey, now, Yuki, didn't I tell you to hold your breath, or did I tell you to hold your breath?
Yes, as soon as I tell you about old Harrison S. Falsifiety. He was a crabby individual, somewhat like you, Mayor. He woke up grouchy and went through the entire day in a grumpy mood, went to bed grumbling about, just grumbling to beat the bad. Turned out his crabby attitude toward life stemmed from the fact that he had a sour stomach. Friend of his prescribed a big glass of bicarbonate of soda. Harrison S. Falsified. He took the bicarbonate, and overnight his entire personality changed. No longer is he crabby, grouchy, or grumpy. Right now he's bright, gay, full of pep, the happiest individual in the face of this here now earth. What I'm getting at is, why don't you try a great big glass of bicarbonate of soda, Mayor?
Are you through, Mr. Butcher?
Yeah, why?
Well, then slap your hands back over your mouth and, like I said, hold your breath until we get home.
Well, that means he could stop holding his breath already, Mayor, because here we are, home and in the driveway. Okay, everybody out, and we'll go in and we'll go to bed.
Well, thank goodness, at last. Get out of my way, Yuki. Let me out.
Yeah, as soon as I climb out here.
Okay, you fellas, go ahead. I'm going to lock up the car. Don't want to take any chances with the car parked outside all night. Well, let's see, where'd I put my keys? Must have left them in the... Uh-oh.
What's the matter, John?
My car keys. I just remembered. I left them laying on the counter of the ice cream store. No wonder the motor wouldn't start. I didn't even turn the ignition switch on.
What? You mean to tell me that we have pushed this here car all the way home just because you're too much of a dumb snoot to remember to turn off your ignition switch and turn it back on again? Hold me back, Yuki. Hold me back. If I get my hands on that there Big John, I'll... Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, if I wasn't so tired and sleepy, I'd probably laugh even more. Can you imagine? Pushed Big John's car 3 miles because the motor wouldn't start, and then it turns out the reason it wouldn't start is because he didn't think to turn on the ignition switch. Oh, boy, I'm so sleepy. Oh, and I have to get up early tomorrow morning to go to school. Hey, I just have to think. We still have to find out whether or not Yuki Butcher is really Yuki Butcher or whether he's old Charlie Rushlaw. I'll see you.